everybody. This is Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We got Andrew over there on the boards. How you doing, Andrew?
Good morning, Pete. Glad to be here.
That's good. It's good to have you, brother. I always make fun of the millennials, but I don't think I can do that with you. You're a Gen Xer, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the edge.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. But you don't sleep in late, do you?
No, but I don't get up as early as some of you gray hairs.
You gray hairs. I was going to ask about that. We got a good friend and sponsor of the show, Daryl Helbling from Tire Lines. I was thinking, you know, I was watching as over the last couple of years, you started to gray like me. It's kind of like the Obama effect, right? It's like,
I have. Just trying to keep up with you, Pete.
Well, it's, you know, but, it, you know, I think probably that a lot of that is due to your success. You've been growing quite a bit, right?
We have. Yeah, we started in 2008, just before the economy went off the cliff. And I was all brown, you know, dark hair at that time. And cool. 10 years of this has changed a little bit.
Yeah, which was 6 years of pure hell in that recession. You know, it's funny. A lot of us never thought that we'd have a recession that went on that long. I mean, I looked at and I thought, it's 18 months. We'll get through it, no biggie. But, you know, that's a testament to what you guys are doing, because there was companies that were third and fourth generation went out of business. And you guys survived, which is... I know you probably had to run really lean for a period of time.
We were scratching.
But now you're on the backside, and it's booming, right?
It's been crazy. Even since the first of the year, it's just been crazy. A lot of people have decided finally they're comfortable, they're ready to get these projects done, and they're swarming in.
Yeah. I was just listening this morning coming in to Car Radio. They're talking about we're heading towards record lows, I guess, in unemployment, right?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yep.
It's going to be like... they were insane. Maybe it'd be
since
under
1953.
2%. Yeah. So, you know, so we talked about this before. It's kind of like that water pressure in a hose. It just built and built and built. And pretty soon it's going to go boom. And that's what it did. And we get that, you know, a lot of all of our sponsors are super busy. So good for you, man. I'm glad you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
And I heard you're having your 10th year anniversary, right?
Yeah, we're having a big party for the next 4 months. We're going to be celebrating.
Are you going to have a keg down there?
Well, we won't tell them.
If you do, I'm coming, man.
But yeah, it's going to be fun. We're giving away. I got a lot of my vendors, a lot of my suppliers are kicking in. We've got a $5,000 kitchen countertop we're going to give away.
Wow.
A Weddy shower system, wow. Dietra heat system, a lot of prizes, about $10,000 worth of prizes we're giving away. So just come on down to the showroom and enter.
Okay, so you got to come to the showroom, right?
You have to come to the showroom. We want you to come in, take a look. Yeah. You'll be totally impressed.
The radio personality. That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, and I've always said this several times, and you've heard me. Daryl's been on with us now several times because he's been a sponsor for a while. You can go check out his previous shows at mynorthwest.com/Home Matters. The podcasts are up there in perpetuity. But, you know, one of the things, and I've said this before to you guys, I'll say it again, you can monkey around out there if you want up on the internet. I don't know what it's really going to do for you, because on this kind of stuff, you have to touch and feel it, wouldn't you? I mean,
oh, for sure, yeah. In fact, we don't even put a lot of our stuff on our website because we want you to come into the showroom. Yeah. You have to look at it. We check samples out. We want you to take it home, put it in your lighting, but you have to see the products. It's amazing, just the technology the last 5 years, what's happened.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. So, but for those of you that are listening and going, yep, that's probably a good way to go. Check them out down there at 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. That's 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. That's a good main drag down there. There's a baseball field. I used to play baseball down there all the time. You know what I'm talking about. But that's where they're at. You got a pretty big showroom, right?
It's what do we have, about 6,000 square feet, it's pretty large.
Bigger than most houses. That's good. All right, so we're going to get into a lot of tile trends. Let's start with first kind of like what's going on out there with tile. What are the trends? What are the timeless stuff? What's happening?
It's just the last few years, a lot has changed. The printing technology, what they print on the surface of these tiles, as far as the looks, they'll take pictures of real stone, and they'll print that on the surface of the tile, and then they fire it at a couple thousand degrees. But the tiles are so realistic.
Wow.
Sometimes I have to flip a tile over to look at the backside to see, is this real or
that's cool. How do they do the printing on the tile? How does that work?
It's digital. It's just like your home printers almost. They'll print, but it's basically painting on the surface of the tile. But it's because of the advances in digital technology, they are so realistic. But they'll print on them, basically paint on them before it goes through the.
So are you saying like there's a conveyor belt and they've got the substrate and then they? What I'm picturing, you can tell me if I'm wrong. Are there nozzle heads where they're actually printing?
Exactly,
as they're going
by? Just like a piece of paper going through your.
So it's on a conveyor system, and they're just printing tile by tile, and it goes into the kiln.
The kiln, and it's a long
kiln. And that's a big conveyor
that's
going through.
And then it goes through, and then it goes a couple thousand degrees. It's firing for a certain amount of time. It's going through that. When it gets to the end, then it rides the conveyor for a while to cool down. And then they look for, you know, any possible defects, and they're plucking that out.
Wow. But are they doing that with the machine systems, too, the quality checks? Or is it like
They've got both. They've got a human at the end there, a real person that's been doing this for a long time. And they'll watch for imperfections and that, which are very few, but occasionally something slips through, but they also have electronic that they'll do kind of a double check.
Wow. So this is not like your pottery maker down in Tijuana anymore.
Wow.
It's not.
It's pretty high tech. That's cool. I'd love to see. Have you been in one of these factories?
I did, back in Crossville, Tennessee. There's a.
Oh, so they're made in America.
A lot of tiles are, yeah.
That is super cool. Love that.
Yeah. So it's it was a fascinating learning experience going through that.
Why Tennessee?
It just happens to be the location geographically where they can get the proper types of sand and the clay. And there's just a number of natural resources that are all in that area. So there's several factories right in this particular area because within a few miles of this area, all the natural resources are located.
Wow, that's cool. If you just joined us, dude, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Sales News, Sales Talk. We're just starting our discussion with Daryl Helbling. He is the founder and owner of Tile Lines. You can check him out there, 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. Go to the showroom. I'll give you the hours. So make sure you get, if you don't have a pad and paper and pencil or pen, go grab one because I'll give you the phone number, the hours of operation, all that kind of stuff. But you should go down there and check this out. So we're having a discussion first about like how these tiles are made. To get to these realistic-looking stone and other, we'll talk about some of those other things too as well. Okay, so a lot of these are made then out of Tennessee. Is what you're saying?
There's a lot. Yeah, we get our share that we'll import in from Italy, Brazil, Spain, Argentina, around the world. There's factories everywhere.
And you carry stone too, like quartz and all that. That's coming.
We do there. not as popular as it as far as the tiles go. Okay. Now we also do the countertops, the granite and quartz countertops, and the quartz countertops are incredibly popular. Where 5 years ago, not so much. Yeah. Where granite was more popular.
Well, as long as we're talking about that, since we're on the subject, Daryl, what? Because I have my opinions about this too, which I will share, as you guys know. But why are quartz becoming more popular than granite? What's the reason?
I'm going to say the maintenance is probably the biggest deal. And the quartz colors have improved so much. You know, 5-6 years ago, quartz was a pretty boring look. Low maintenance, but the colors have really improved. And now you get so many quartz that look just like natural stone, but you don't have the maintenance. You don't have to put a sealer on it.
Yeah.
Once it goes in, you really don't have to do much, but it's easy to keep clean and maintain.
And guys, the other thing to be aware of too for us geeky people like me is engineered quartz is actually harder than granite.
Oh, it is. Good point.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about dropping the pan or anything. Or burns or any kind of stuff, because that quartz is like super durable stuff. So it's good. How price range to granite, what are we talking? Is it similar?
Generally, quartz is still a little bit more expensive. The demand on granite has gone down, so the pricing has gone down on granite. So most granite is going to be a little less expensive than quartz, but there's not a huge price difference.
Got it. Okay, we come back. We're going to continue our discussion on the tile trends. Daryl said that there is a wood tile. I want to find out more about that. That sounds super cool. With that, I'm Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. So we're having a good discussion with Daryl Helbling, who has grayed over the last 10 years, but that's okay. He is the founder of Tile Lines. And you can check them out. They're down there at 1531 Central Avenue South, 1531 Central Avenue South. My suggestion, you guys know, I don't steer you wrong, if you're in the market for countertops or tiles of any kind, just go to their showroom. If you want to give them a call for any question you might have before you go, just call them at 253-872-0449, 253-872-0449, and you can speak to the lovely Katie, which is your daughter.
That is correct.
And also the lovely Heidi, Valerie, and Elizabeth, who are the designers, correct?
Yeah, all four.
Oh, Katie's a designer too? Cool.
Are.
Well, that's good. Well, shout out to all you guys. I know you work hard and help Daryl to sit in the back and smoke cigars, so it's all good. I don't even know. You probably don't even smoke cigars. You look really healthy to me, so that's cool. All right. One thing I did want to point out before we move ahead is I do want to just make sure that you guys understand this is really key and to me, and it's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, Andrew, you said about being bipartisan with the Made in America thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really great story to tell that you've got this marriage of technology with traditional craftsmanship and how that's being applied in your home, and you have these new businesses and in ways of improving your home with that. That's a great story to tell coming out of Tennessee and seeing where this is happening.
Sure.
I think it's super cool. I mean, it's a born in America, made in America. You said you put flags on the tiles?
Yeah, we got U.S. flags. We try to put on all the U.S. made tiles just to kind of show, and there's quite a few. Yeah. And we do get our share coming overseas.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking the overseas stuff. There's good quality, you know, coming from other places. But, you know, it's nice, guys. You can feel good when you're buying tile that someone here in America made it. And the other thing I love is it speaks, like you were saying, Andrew, speaks to the ingenuity of Americans using technology but also being employed, right?
Exactly.
And that's super cool. That's what made our country, right? And it will continue for years to come. Okay, let's get back into our discussion here on the tile trends. Tell me, now, one of the things that caught my eye when you sent me over some of the notes was this wood tile. Tell me about that. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's they've done an incredible job. Again, it's part of that printing technology we talked about earlier. Okay. But these tiles look so much like real wood now, like new wood or aged wood, some of that old barn-looking wood, distressed.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And people are using it like in bathrooms where normally you would not put wood because of the moisture and the warping and such. But you can put this in there. I get a lot of customers that have big dogs with those big claws that like to run on their hardwood floors and scratch them up. With the wood tiles, because they're so hard and durable, you're not going to get the scratch.
So you don't have the dog distressed look.
Exactly, yeah. Whether that was intentional or not.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted it that way. Well, these are coming like in planks? Or
most of them, the wood tiles are in plank form, maybe 4, 6, or 8 inches wide, and they'll range 3 or 4 feet long.
So they actually install pretty fast then when you have those planks. It covers a lot of ground quickly.
They do.
Yeah, that's cool. And they're doing the same printing technology to get the wood?
Exactly.
So if I want, say, like a cherry look versus a walnut look versus a hickory look, you have those, that's for sure.
We have, a lot of different looks. And
colors.
Exactly, a lot of different colors. There's some of that like bleached look for maybe an ocean feel.
Yeah, like a beach. I was just going to say beachy, almost like driftwood. That's cool. I like that. Okay, so you have the grays, the browns, all that stuff.
Exactly.
Are these kid-proof, too?
I'm sure there's pink out there.
Okay, sorry, Andrew, what was that?
Yeah, I'm curious. Are these kid-proof, too? Because I've got a son. He's in that phase where he throws and bangs on things, and I love the wood look.
Sure. Well, any tile, you drop something, like you drop a bowling ball on a tile, you're probably going to crack the tile.
We're talking sippy cups.
But sippy cups are going to be fine, and the what are those little noogie things?
Yep.
Yeah, those things, not all day long you can take that. But tiles, you know, can break, if you know, bowling balls, or you drop a 457 Hemi on your tile floor. Probably going to break.
So don't put your motor blocks in your bathroom.
There you go.
You know what's going to happen, though, Andrew? So your son's going to figure out if he can't throw the sippy cup and break the tie, he's going to throw it at your head.
Oh, trust me, I'm ducking all the time.
You probably have to have good reflexes to dodge him.
Yeah, the beauty of tile, though, if you do chip a tile, it's easy to chisel one piece out and replace it. So always, after you finish your project, keep a couple pieces tucked away in the attic or something.
I was going to ask you about that, because models do run out, too.
They do.
They obsolete, and you should have some extra.
We're constantly changing products. About every 3 years, a tile line will get replaced.
Yeah. So what do you suggest for, like, how much? Buy an extra box or what?
Kind of depends on the size of your floor, but try to have at least five or six extra pieces around, tucked away somewhere. You just never know. And if you don't have it, that's when you're going to need it. So have it, and you'll never have to use it.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Let's go over to colors. How in the heck do Katie, Heidi, Valerie, and Elizabeth, and you, Daryl, how in the heck do you guys like, they come to the showroom and you got like all these different colors. How do you get them funneled into like, here's some choices for color?
Oh, that is hard. You walk into our showroom and a lot of people say they get overwhelmed. They walk in, there's so many choices. So it's helpful when people come in to bring a couple pictures of the look that you like. You know, you'll find some things online, print them out, bring them in. Okay. And that helps us get a feel for what you're looking for. But and we'll get you, we'll put the blinders on, we'll help you narrow it down, but we'll usually start with countertops because there's not as many countertop choices. Let's figure out a countertop first, and then you'll already have an idea what color vanity you're going to use. From that, we can kind of figure out what color floor is going to work with that countertop.
Okay.
And depending on the bathroom, you'll have your tile that's in the shower. It's kind of the same idea. We'll start narrowing it down, but that's, they do a great job of that, trying to figure out.
Do you suggest take pictures of the room as well, or any
pictures of the room? Yeah, if you can bring a door from your cabinet in, that helps too. To kind of, for, you know, if they see the picture, that's one thing. But if you can actually bring a door of your cabinet in, then we can put things together side by side. And then we want you to take these samples home. Take them, get them in your lighting, because that lighting, things look so different.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Why is that important, getting in the lighting in the actual room?
Because in our showroom, it'll be under a certain type of light, and depending what you have, you may have incandescents, you may have LEDs, some people have fluorescent. Those all put off different colors, and a tile will look a certain way. A customer the other day thought they were buying a black tile, and when they actually installed it in their lighting, it looked purple. So you have to take those home and put them in that space. And if you're changing your light fixtures out, just be aware of that. If you're doing a remodel and you're going to put a different type of light fixture in, look at your products under the type of light that you're going to be putting in your new space.
That's a great point, Daryl. It's really kind of a whole system. You have to, you can't just like just look at your flooring. You have to look at the countertops, the cabinets, the lighting. You have to get all of that put together so that you're liking what you see. So if you, like you said with the lighting, get the lighting chosen so that you can then see the tile that you bring home in that lighting.
Exactly.
That's a good point. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here about some of the tile trends. I'm going to ask Daryl a little bit about some of these vinyls, too, because these are big. I don't know if you care those or not, but if you don't, that's fine. We'll talk about them. Check them out, 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. That's 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. They have a huge showroom down there, 6,000 square feet. Hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 5. If you want to give them a call, you can. It's 253-872-0449 and ask for Katie, Heidi, Valerie, or Elizabeth. With that, I am Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Okay, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. I think we're still FM, aren't we, Andrew?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is not a KTTH, although it could be, I guess.
It's morning time.
Yeah, it's morning time. Yep. Morning time. We are early in the morning here, and we're having a good discussion. Daryl rolled out of bed to get here with us this early. It's Daryl Helbling from Tile Lines. He is the founder and owner. 10th anniversary this year, so go out and see them. They've got $10,000 in prizes, right?
That is correct.
But you got to go down there to enter. And do you have to be present to win?
Do not have to be present. So just get your name in that little entry box, and we'll be drawing.
When are you guys drawing?
July 7th. It's a Saturday.
You're going to make me wait till after 4th of July.
We are just after the 4th. But if you're out of town, don't worry about it. But just get in between now and then. Okay. Check out the updated showroom and all the selection, and get your name in the
Just come down and say hi. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, what I always like about a place like Daryl's is when you go in there, there's just like so much to see and do, and you can like actually touch things, and you can like, I could put this in my bathroom or my kitchen, right?
It's a candy store.
I'm sure. And they're down there at 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. So go check them out Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. And then Saturday, for all you guys that, you know, work long hours like me, probably go down Saturday, 9 to 5. You probably are pretty busy on Saturday.
Saturdays are pretty busy. I'd suggest try to get there earlier if you can, because that middle part of Saturday is crazy. Yeah, we do our best.
You guys are probably running in all directions
we,
right now.
We are.
Okay, we were talking about the whole color process and kind of narrowing that down, taking it home. Can you talk, I mean, because you have some very... Seems to me some very educated people here, Katie, Heidi, Valerie, and Elizabeth, that are their designers. How are they helping the clients kind of guide them through the selections? Because, you know, you have colors, one thing. Then you got all the different types of tile. Then you have all the different textures. I mean, I can see where they could get overwhelmed.
Yeah, we get that. A lot of customers walk in, and it's just as soon as they walk in the door and look around, they're a little overwhelmed by the selection. And so we help try to narrow it down. Again, with pictures of your space, maybe some pictures off the internet of what you like, and that helps get a feel for the style and the look that you want. And then they're great. They've gone through a lot of training and classes, and they've got incredible knowledge as far as colors and what works well together. And they'll help steer you. We're not real high pressure, but we got to get a feel for what somebody likes, and we try to create that look.
So I just heard you say, so your designers have taken classes.
Yeah, they're continually taking classes. There's, in fact, they were just at one last night I wanted to go to. It was about countertops and how countertops are made and the whole process. And unfortunately, I couldn't make it last night, but the rest of them were down there.
Yeah. So I can't quiz you on how granite countertops are made.
I've got my guess.
The whole pressing. It's pretty cool.
I've almost seen it.
Yeah, it's a big machine, and I mean, it presses that stuff. It's hundreds of thousands of pounds of pressure.
Exactly.
That's how you get the hardness.
Exactly. And the better quality tiles are pressed a lot harder. Sometimes you'll see at the box stores, you'll see these tiles that are about $1.40 or $1.50 a square foot, or even 99 cents a square foot. But you got to be a little careful as far as sometimes they're not as hard with that pressing. And there's a number of things. The sizes of the tile can vary a lot. They may be factory seconds if they're. Well,
you know what? You just brought up a really good point, because we always talk about you get what you pay for.
Sure. Right?
So with these cheaper tiles in the big box stores that you see being sold, you know, they're not as dense because they're not as pressed. Why is that? Why could that be a problem after application?
Well, sometimes dropping, like we talked about earlier, you drop something on your tile. If they're not as hard, they're more susceptible to breaking.
Yeah.
Sometimes the surface, the coating, maybe they're not baked at a high enough temperature for a longer period of time. They're able to get through the process faster as far as the manufacturing process, but they're not as good, and so they'll scratch easier. They could break easier.
Yeah. You ever thought about all this stuff, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because one of the things I'm a little younger, that's important for my generation is to not have this kind of plastic throwaway culture stuff, you know, where you do it once, it's there for a long time, and you're not creating a lot of waste.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the beauty of tile is you put it in, and it should last a lifetime, so there's less waste. Now, you do pay a little bit more for tile compared to maybe hardwood.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. What are you talking, like, a little bit more percentage-wise? Is it 10% more?
I'd say 10 to 25% more for tile. Because tile has such a wide range of quality variables. So I'd say most of your tile, $3 to $6 a square foot, which is not that far off from hardwood. Yeah. But you definitely have some tiles that'll sneak up into the $8 or $9 a square foot range.
Okay. But guys, here's the thing. Unless you're like have a massive room, you wouldn't put hardwoods in a bathroom, but let's take an average room.
Sure.
10 by 10, 100 square feet. So I'm going to do tile versus hardwoods, and let's say I'm paying, because, you know, you can go to other stores. The hardwoods I've seen, because we were just looking at all this stuff, you know, you're looking at probably that, for a good one, you know, 5 to 6. The hardwood is 6, and let's go to the top and let's say it's $8. So now I have a 100 square foot room, and I just paid. So I paid $600 for hardwoods, and I paid $800 for tile. It's only $200 more.
Exactly.
You're not talking about a huge amount, guys. This is not like thousands more, and you get the indestructible. And like you said, Andrew, you get the lifetime aspect.
Yeah, that's really important.
And you got to kind of, put it in terms of, like, that's why we did the math. You got to look at, like, your house. I mean, if you have a a 400 by 400 room, which most of us don't, then yeah, maybe you're going to get up there. But even bathrooms, what are you talking, 60 to 75 square feet in there?
Yeah, that's a typical bathroom.
So it's not, you know, we're not talking about a lot more money at 10 to 25%, guys. And you get that durability, which is...
Exactly. And long term, you know, you don't have to worry about refinishing those hardwoods in 10 years.
Yeah.
Or the tiles.
You know, you have to worry about expansion, contraction, your pets, all that stuff. What do you guys have warranties on your tile, or how does that all work?
Normally not. I mean, most manufacturers don't have any particular warranty. Now, we talked about countertops earlier, and the warranty is super important because there are some lower quality quartz countertops out there, but you want to get at least a 15-year warranty on your countertops. But most manufacturers don't have a particular warranty on your tile. So it's up to the consumer to really do their homework and look at the quality features of that particular
But I'm
product.
Assuming, I mean, even though you have some things that are cost-effective, you're not bringing in the cheapo stuff.
We avoid that. I know we do have certain things that are a lower price thing for people that are looking for something low cost.
It's a budget, but you're still looking at the tile and the process and how it's made.
We still want the higher quality things. We do buy occasionally, we'll buy some clearance stuff that's really high quality tile that we're able to buy on a closeout type deal. And so we'll have some good deals on high quality products just because we've been watching for those deals.
So you do have those available for people that maybe want to buy just a pallet of it or whatever to take home.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Okay. We do keep some products in stock. We get a lot of people walking in, they have to get something today. And so we have a certain amount there.
Do you have any of the granite, the cut in pieces or things like that that have been cut out for bathroom countertops?
There's the leftover remnants. We do not keep those in our store. We have a shop where we have all of our cutting done, and if someone's looking for a smaller piece, we'll send them down to the shop to look through the remnant pile.
All right, cool. You bet. We come back. We're going to continue our discussion. I do want to get into the countertops with Daryl and like on granite, because he did make that comment. There's lower end granite and there's higher end. Quartz. There's lower end quartz, higher end quartz. What constitutes, you know, better quality? What they carry? So you guys know when you're coming down there, you know what to look for. But these are all things that are important for you. The more knowledge you have, the better choices you can make for your home. You want to go check them out down there at 1531 Central Avenue South in Kent. With that, I'm Pete. This is Whole Batters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete, and we got
Andrew over here on the boards.
Andrew, he's on top of it more than I am. This is Whole Batters, Car Radio 973 FM. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Daryl Helbling. He is the owner of Tile Lines down there in Kent. And we're talking off air here between the segments. And Andrew, you had a really good question about kind of the sunlight aspect. You want to ask that?
Right, because I'm really interested in the tiles for flooring, especially in like kitchens and another place in the home. And I've noticed that I helped my parents move some stuff around their house. And when we moved the furniture, so the color of the wood flooring is different because you've had a couch there for 5 years, right? And so if you want to rearrange things, what am I going to do? Put a throw rug there? What's the difference between tile and wood on how sunlight affects it over time?
No, great question. I had the same issue with some hardwood floors in my home. And yeah, generally speaking, the better quality tiles, you don't have any of the fading issues. So you don't have the UV problems that you will have with a wood product. So now you do want to, again, we talked about that earlier, the better quality tiles, some of the lower quality tiles, maybe the printing quality isn't as good, but the general rule of tile is you don't have the UV issues with the fading on the surface.
Yeah, my wife likes to move things around, so that's important. Yeah. We're not stuck with that one configuration.
Yeah, can you go into a little bit of maybe the science of why that is with the coating that they have and the kiln process?
I don't know the answer as far as the science behind it. All I know is in the firing process, it's like a piece of pottery essentially, but it the way it bakes it on, you don't have the staining, the like a wood stain essentially. Mm-hmm. Where it can change in the look. Grouts, you do have to be a little careful. If there are some grouts that are affected affected by UV. So like a maybe tile set on an outside patio, you'll have to be a little cautious what kind of grout you put in because your grout can change colors. But generally speaking, your tile doesn't have that issue with the just the manufacturing
process. From what I know from, you know, material science and things, on a UV, really you're just changing the chemistry of the substrate on the top. So it's not like with the coating on the wood, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing the chemistry of that coating, and that's why it's fading.
Mm.
Whereas with a are you talking about like a porcelain tile?
Porcelain tile, exactly.
Okay, so porcelain is just not changing the chemistry of the top porcelain that's being baked on.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah. And you see that with fabrics too, I think. It gets sun shining on like a couch or something.
Yeah.
That fabric can change color over time, or your drapes. You'll notice on the one side that's facing the sun will have different color 5 years later than.
Do you make tile drapes?
We do not get into tile drapes yet. Although, you know what?
Yeah.
Note to self.
There you go. All right. I also want to get into, you know, we've talked this show. And guys, by the way, too, if you just joined us, go back. Go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This is there on the podcast in perpetuity so you can get educated before you come down and see Daryl and the gang there. One of the things, though, you talked about the whole process earlier in the show about how it's printed and then, you know, kiln baked and all that kind of stuff. But what about the texture? Because there's some really cool textures. You know, they're printing this on, like, do you guys have, like, concrete textures, like concrete stain textures and all that?
There are. That's something probably in the last 3 or 4 years that has become super popular. There's, like, part of the process of making the tile, they'll press the tile, and they're starting to press them in kind of a mold where it actually has texture, like,
so they're getting, like a
waves.
3D.
A 3D effect, yeah. It's incredible. Wow. Now, obviously, you don't want to put that on your floor. But on a wall, it's a really neat look. And as you kind of get around town, you'll see this in some of the newer buildings or some remodeled buildings. They're putting the texture tiles up there, like wavy looks or just a number of different textures.
Okay. Can you do like knotted, where it looks like a knotted piece of wood too as well?
There are some of that wood-looking tile that has some texture to it, and some of it has that real aged look, but has almost like a worn. I seen one recently that had like graffiti on it, and for more of an industrial look.
I was just going to ask you a question. You led right into that. Good job, man.
Okay.
See, this is what happens when you hang out with us 2 years on the show. So for the people that really like that industrial, modern type look, do you have a metallic tile?
Oh, yeah. Metallics are kind of a really neat look, and how they do it, I have no idea, but it has that kind of patinaed look if it was like a real copper or type of metal.
That is super cool. I want to come down and see those because I've heard that they were out, but I was like, I wonder if Daryl has those. That's cool. You ever heard of that metallic tile?
No.
Do you like a modern industrial look?
It's been about 12 years as a chef actually in like the kitchen designs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds amazing for
in a restaurant,
too. Yeah.
Do you guys do commercial?
We don't really get too much into commercial. I do have some contractors that'll come in and buy tile they're putting in a restaurant or something, but we don't really focus on commercial.
Okay, it's
commercial.
More residential.
Exactly.
But I think the metallic thing would be super cool. I'm going to come see that. So you got kind of the embossed patterns, the distressed wood, you got the metal. The other one is the textured concrete look. So you have those?
Yeah, we do. And concrete tiles, just a lot of that has a lot of unique pictures and patterns to it. And those, that the whole pattern thing with concrete tiles, they're starting to make some porcelains now that have that concrete tile look, but a lot of patterns and textures. But it's just one of those things you have to come in and see. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Radio, it's hard to picture.
It's hard to describe. That's why, guys, you should go down to see Daryl's showroom down there. It's 1531 Central Avenue South. That's why I will say, you know, if you want to do some homework on the web, but the only way you're really going to get a good choice is to come down, talk to his team there, Katie, Heidi, Valerie, and Elizabeth, or Daryl. He's down there too. And you can you can look, you can touch, you can feel. One of the things that's big is, you know, my sister Deb, big shout out to her. She just bought in Atlanta, Georgia, the factory lofts with the factory conversions. Those things are super cool. And I can see where some of this, like the concrete look or the metallic look, because it's very industrial, you know, with the old bricks, it will look really neat. Yeah. And there's some places like that here around the Seattle area too, the lofts.
The lofts, sure.
Yeah. Very, very cool. All right. So let's go back to, before we close the show, I wanted to touch on, I know we're kind of a little bit all over the map here, but this is, that's why you should listen to the show more than one time. Let's talk about this quartz. And you had mentioned earlier in the show about there's kind of lower quality quartz and higher quality quartz. What's the difference?
I'm not sure on the manufacturing process. Sometimes they're using lower quality quartz crystals. That's probably the biggest thing. The better quality quartz has a clearer crystal, and it gives kind of a cleaner look in the material. But I'd say the key is watch for the warranty. Make sure you're getting at least a 15-year written warranty from the manufacturer, because the lower quality quartz don't offer a warranty.
Okay. Do you only carry the quartz that have the 15-year?
Yeah, we don't deal with any of the lower quality.
Is this too much of a pain?
No reason to deal with it.
But you have, how many different types of colors do you have in quartz?
Wow, good question. In fact, we just added a new line last week that has another 30 colors. We probably have over 200 colors, I'd say.
Wow. That's cool. So, guys, here's the thing. If you're in the market for anything related to tile for your floors, bathrooms, kitchens, living rooms, home office is another good place, or you're looking to do a kitchen or bathroom model and you need to have a good countertop, it could be granite, could be quartz. My personal preference is quartz. I really like that material, and now they have a lot more colors. Go down and visit Daryl and his team out there at Tile Lines in Kent. It's 1531 Central Avenue South. You can give them a call, too, at 253-872-0449. You could ask for Katie, Heidi, Valerie, or Elizabeth. They're open from Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 5. And don't forget, 10-year anniversary, 10,000 in prizes. You got to get down there, Andrew. Yeah. That's very, very cool. Well, Daryl, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Thanks again.
A lot of fun. Always getting educated on this stuff. You're an encyclopedia of knowledge on flooring. With that, I'm Pete.
Andrew on the boards.
Thanks, Andrew, man. Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk.